content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And, of course, we are on video stream for those of you watching us on thepowerhour.com. And you can actually see my mug live with the backdrop. Good morning to those of you a minute after 7 a.m. And it's Thursday, April 13th, 2023, for those of you just wiping the sleepies out of your eyes. Got some interesting guests today. Scott Shara with the Grace lawsuit. We will have updates. He has filed the lawsuits. He's going to be on at our 8 o'clock hour to discuss the particulars. And at the bottom of next hour, Brian Richards, nationally known expert in sauna therapy, is going to be talking about Sauna Space, a company he founded, cutting-edge incandescent infrared technology with the age-old practice of sauna. Tomorrow, by the way, we have a special guest. He has a book out called The Christ Cure. And Tim Murphy will be joining us. No, it's not the same Murphy's Law. Different guy. You'll rather like this. It's inspirational for our Feel Good Friday edition. And, of course, if you have questions or comments or guest recommendations or whatever the case may be, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Or you can call 877-817-9829 and press number 2 for the Power Hour on your phone. You can listen, by the way, as long as we're talking about phones. You can listen to our broadcast by calling 631-359-8232. And we appreciate your donations also. You can go to the Support Us tab at thepowerhour.com. Or you can send us a snail mail donation at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can call Power Hour J at 877-817-9829 and do that. Make the donations. You don't have to have internet to make a donation. We need the donations to help us keep the broadcast going on 7.490 shortwave. You can go to the Support Us tab, like I said, if you want to do that as well. The other thing about the Power Hour, we have another tab. It's called the Partners tab. This allows you to go in and actually benefit both of us. By going and clicking on the Partners tab, you're going to see people like Genesis Gold Group, Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, James McCanney Water Filters, MyPillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star West Botanicals, Bulk Herb and Spices, Flight Connections, and the new EMF Rocks, grounded by nature, with the Tesla crystals to get rid of the EMF in your life. And, of course, that list expands. So every day, go back and check if you have access to internet at thepowerhour.com. Go to the Partners tab. And when you make a purchase, we get paid, too. So that's a good thing. Both of us benefit by it. The Power Hour newsletter, we have one. If you click on the newsletter tab at thepowermall.com, you can subscribe. Hopefully you are getting the email blast because there you get the archive links and everything. The Power Mall newsletter also has a newsletter tab, thepowermall.com. And you can get news, products, and updates and promotions and whatnot. The daily deal even is out there when you go to thepowermall.com. And we put daily deal stuff out there every single day that re-energizes at midnight. The Power Hour Forum is also there for you to participate in. If you're not hearing it on your local radio station, reach out and touch your program director and tell them you'd like to hear the Power Hour on their show, on their radio station. If you're a small business and you want us to help you out, I can think of a few people that call this show on a regular basis that need to be a partner on the Power Hour. So you can contact us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we'll continue that conversation. We also have a webinar on how to grow food in a grindout situation, even if you don't have experience or are out of shape, don't have a green thumb. PowerHourFood.com. All about solutions here. We're getting some letters in, rather interesting here. On Rick's satellite system giveaway, we've got two satellite systems worth $269 apiece, including shipping, from RickSatelliteUSA.com. And this is the Galaxy 19 KU band. It's free-to-air satellite. Once you have this in your possession, you don't have to pay any more money. $269, one-time fee, and no monthly fees. And you get to beam into Galaxy 19 satellite, and you get to listen to the show, and you don't have to worry about shortwave. You don't have to worry about any of that. We're going to give away two donated. That means we had listeners actually call Rick and buy two, not one, but two Rick satellite systems to give away. I mean, we're not entitled here. We're not talking to the entitled people out there. We're talking to people that want it, that need it, that have a reason to have it. We've been getting some very interesting letters. And the only thing, if you want to enter for that drawing, on the 18th of this month, we're going to be giving it away. All right, both of them. At least I hope. If you're sending by snail mail a letter stating why you believe you'd be a good recipient, you want to send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. But you don't have a whole lot of time because today is the 13th. So if you live a long distance away and you're hearing this, you may, I mean, I don't say overnight it because that's an expensive proposition. But you want to get it here as quick as you can. The easier way is to try to find an email access and send us a letter by email to support at thepowerhour.com and get that in there, you know, because the second satellite system was donated by a longtime listener, which, you know, kudos to everybody that's involved in this. And, of course, because of the fact that we care about the fact you can listen to the show, you know, we talk about it a lot as far as RickSatelliteUSA.com. And it's just, you know, probably one of the best ways if you're getting sick and tired of cable and you don't want to listen to this garbage anymore and you want to tune it out. There are plenty of ways to stay informed. For those of you out there that have internet, you just want to sit there and surf the net, or you have internet on your phone and you want to surf the internet by phone, you know, you can do what you want, but you don't have to be watching all this garbage on TV if you don't want to. I know a lot of people don't like to be uninformed, but, you know, that happens. Anyway, so at 7 minutes after the hour, we are moving right along with our world news. Got a few stories. Japan's population has fallen by 500,000 in 2022. It's fallen for the 12th consecutive year. Deaths rise. The birth rate continues to sink, according to government data released yesterday. Funny thing about it is, why? Could it be the jab? That's the first thing everybody thinks, right? Well, those who got the jab are dying. Could be because they're not procreating. People aren't having sex. I remember that song Latour back from the early 90s. People are still having sex. And it's really funny, you know, though you can't see them or hear their beating sounds, someone in this world is having sex right now. I mean, just the thought of it. But in Japan, apparently that's not happening, because see what would happen with the birth rate and the death rate? There wouldn't be much fluctuation because more people are giving birth, but maybe they're not. Maybe the economy sucks so bad, or maybe it's a jab. I mean, there's a multitude of reasons. I really don't know what their feelings are on abortion over there. Of course, you know, the Dobbs versus Jackson women's health decision in the United States Supreme Court has nothing to do with what goes on over in Japan. China, on the other hand, is also experiencing a bit of a crisis in birth death rates. Of course, I think a lot of that was deliberate, according to the news we're getting. The ammunition, however, for the United States, as China is preparing for war, and they've openly declared they are, the U.S. isn't ready. And we have an article, a news analysis article, on our email blast for those of you that subscribe. This is one of the things, you know, we talk about stuff like this to get it out there. It's up to you to do the research. So the U.S. is not ready. We have a nuclear attack on the American homeland that's imminent. I mean, this is what the news analyses are saying now. Now, whether these talking heads are just babbling to put fear into people, don't know why. You know, we have Nuke Protect here at the Power Mall for a reason. And you need to buy at least two bottles, at least two bottles for every member of your family. You will need to be taking four of those a day if you survive and you don't want this bad iodine from the radiation into your system. Now, we had Bill Fortune, Dr. Bill Fortune on our show yesterday, along with Patrick Barnes, a very interesting commentary and analysis on electromagnetic pulse, which seemingly, according to the government and the late Peter Vincent Pry, also a doctor and who mentored Dr. Bill Fortune. I love talking to this guy. He's so much fun. I mean, we could literally sit there and have conversations for hours about this subject matter. And we could, you know, deep dive into every little nook and cranny and crevice and discussion having to do with electromagnetic pulse. Problem is, not that many people care. They don't think it's going to happen. They're in denial, just like the jab. They go out and they get the jab and they're in denial when one of their loved ones dies. You know, it's really sad that that would happen. They have a problem with it. They're in denial. They're in denial that we actually could have an EMP attack. Biden's Department of Homeland Security, by the way, is going to release as many as 30,000 foreign nationals into the U.S. monthly via a migrant mobile app, whereby users schedule appointments at the southern border using their phone. 750,000 people into this country by the time Biden leaves office in 2025, if he leaves office, if they don't steal another election. Brazil's radical leftist president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, by the way, arrived in Shanghai yesterday for a two-day visit to China. And guess who he's meeting with? That's right. If you said Xi Jinping, ding, 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 you were right. He's meeting with him tomorrow in Beijing. They want to relaunch its relations to China. So see there, China's creeping ever so closely to the United States. Yeah, with all of this going on right now, we are in a very sad state of affairs as Sleepy Joe is over sniffing Irish hair with his family, by the way. Is that taxpayer expense? I sure want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Andy Looney wants to know. Yeah, I'd like to know. I want to know how far up Telly Savalas and Yul Brynner watch their foreheads. You ever wonder? I wonder about that sometimes. All right, so enough of the world news. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm pretty good so far. What happened 12 years ago?
Let's see.
Over in Japan.
Yeah, 12 years ago was Fukushima.
Yeah.
And that may be another reason, thank you for pointing that out, that might be another good reason why they have a population decline, is because people are dying of slow death of cancers and radiation sickness, and nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, the other thing is, you know, they say that the plankton is the biggest generator of oxygen on the planet, not the forests. And It makes, you know, I like to watch Zoo Clues on that Smile of a Child on that comes on the satellite.
Right.
And they say that these, is it? It's the biggest whale. I want to say it's a sperm whale, but it might be. But anyway, that the biggest whale is only eats plankton, and it eats just an ungodly amount of plankton a day. So it would be interesting to see, to find out if there is a decrease in the population of those type of whales.
Interesting.
That eat plankton.
Well, that would definitely show that the food chain is starting to diminish.
Yeah, so I heard
I meant to say, Sherry, while I got you on the phone, speaking of food diminishing, we have another report from Dimmitt County, Texas. In Dimmitt, Texas, a dairy explosion leaves at least 18,000 cattle dead and one person critically injured at a dairy farm. 18,000 cows. How much milk that is that is not going to be delivered to market now? Talk about food shortage. It sounds a little weird to me, doesn't it?
You know, I didn't catch the live show when you had Andrew Huff on. I just caught the replay. But, you know, he was the one that was talking about back in 2015, this report came out from through Homeland Security and USDA, I think, talking about the security of the food supply and these big places that distribute either produce a lot of food or distribute a lot of food or in the chain, you know. And he had access to that data, and at the time he was working on his PhD. And there's clips out there where he's being interviewed, and he was saying that he's had all sorts of problems on that. Have you seen it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not specifically.
Well, he had access to that data because it was his job to check the statistics to make sure that they were, you know, figuring the statistics right. And so he had that data. And it was, he actually had some trouble with the Michigan police, state police, and I think the FBI breaking into his house and stealing that stuff off his computer. So you ought to bring him back on and have him talk about that, because
you're talking about Andrew Huff.
Yeah, because he said that these places that have been had suspicious fires and different things were some of the most vulnerable on that list.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Yeah, it's awful suspicious. Anyway, Dave, I'll let you get on with your show.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Sherry, for chiming in. Hey, no, you know, it's input's always good. We appreciate you doing that. The latest leak, by the way, remember all those leaked documents? We have such a national security issue in this country, and it's all because our government can't keep its fly zipped up. And I'm using that metaphorically, okay? Well, people will take me seriously. Did you hear what Krieger said about the fly not being zipped up? Oh, my God, the cows came home. Yeah. The U.S. document is this latest leak is saying that the U.S. is spying on U.N. Chief Guterres over Russia. How the document is now saying that the U.N. Secretary General accommodated Russia during the Black Sea grain deal negotiations, according to news reports. So they're still trying to get to the bottom of where that leak came from. Apparently, a lot of people are implicated in it. Like I say, all that dirty laundry that's out there. By the way, if you hadn't heard, when your attorney goes out and spills private conversations that you have had with him that are privileged, attorney-client privilege, and you violate that by going out and publicly speaking about it, let alone testifying about it, well, former President Donald Trump yesterday filed a lawsuit for $500 million against Michael Cohen, his former lawyer. Basically, multiple breaches of fiduciary duty, unjust enrichment, conversion, breaches of contract, as well as spreading falsehoods about Trump that would likely be embarrassing or detrimental, according to the lawsuit. It seeks relief, expecting to substantially exceed $500 million or more, and requests a jury trial, just so you know. Think about that. Breaching attorney-client privilege. Huh. Well, there's an interesting twist. So if he's going to testify at a trial, think about it. Think about the total outside the box here now. If Cohen is going to testify at trial and Bragg expects him to be the key witness, what Trump just did was he's going to take all of the testimony that Cohen already said, he was a convicted felon, and it's been admitted by Cohen himself, and he's going to take all the other people, like the attorney that went in afterwards and says Cohen's lying, they're going to get all of them together in discovery, and they're going to browbeat him and get the information out before the trial even happens, the criminal trial. And what they're using this as a strategic legal move to shut down, because see, the thing is that you got the civil suit going on. And if you can show that he's lying in the civil suit, you've just totally screwed the criminal case. Because then everything that the grand jury relied on, whether they hate Trump or not, and it was totally biased. I mean, you're not going to get a fair trial in New York no matter what you do. Same with Austin, Texas. You're not going to get a fair trial there. Alex Jones didn't. Neither did the shooter that was defending himself when somebody pointed an AK-47 at him that Governor Abbott's trying to spring from prison. So the thing, it's just beautiful strategic move if you think about it, the legal aspects of this. We'll be talking to Scott Schara, by the way, at the top of our next hour about this very same thing and about how discovery is going to benefit him. So that's the reason why you do lawsuits, is because you want discovery. You want to open up that can of worms and you want to expose what's going on. And this is exactly what the Trump team is going to do, is they're going to go after Cohen and they're going to make him open his mouth, and they're going to have people in there to contradict his testimony, and they're going to probably try to get him for perjury. And they're going to do this ahead of, they're going to try to, you know, and Cohen's team is going to do everything in their power to drag this lawsuit on, because they want that lawsuit to go into 2024 and have the simultaneous lawsuit and the criminal aspects of what Bragg charged him with, Trump, with. And they want this thing to drag into the election season so that it casts shadows over the former president, so people lose faith in him and won't vote for him. See, this whole thing is politically motivated. For those of you MAGA Republicans out there that still think that Trump is the greatest thing since sliced bread, I still think he needs to admit to a lot of things if he wants to be honest. He can sit there, well, I don't want to hurt the country by saying who blew up Nord Stream, but it wasn't Russia. You know, that's what he told Tucker Carlson the other night. So when you hear stuff like that, well, I don't want to get our country in trouble, but, you know, he has a heavy, you know, breathing problem through his nose. He got sinus issues. And the thing is that what he didn't do was saying, you know what, I really should have paid more attention to Fauci and Birx and the rest of those morons that were lying to me. And I'm sorry, I got the boosters. I should not have come right out and said that. But, you know, I was president. You have a right to know. Well, we had a right to know about a lot of things, Donald. We did. We needed to know that you were lied to. You need to walk this stuff back if you want more people's respect, because right now you're losing a lot of people's respect. And they're beginning to doubt you. Even if you are a good CEO, they're beginning to doubt you. And I get it. The fact that you're becoming more popular with this lawsuit and you're becoming more popular with the criminal charges, and you know you didn't do anything wrong and you've said so. But the thing is you haven't walked back COVID. And now that Congress has had to come out and cancel the emergency, so Biden, your predecessor, your successor, can't keep coming in and, you know, overreaching his power now that he's over there partying with the Irish. I swear, you get a Guinness in that, man, all hell's going to break loose over there. And see, here's the other thing. Now, because of what Tucker Carlson has done as far as exposing the truth, and we're talking about the J6 video coverage, now we've got all the mainstream news outlets that feel like they're being deprived. And they want those clips. They want footage. You know, why is it that McCarthy hands over more than 40,000 to Tucker and we don't get it? So the AP, the New York Times, Advanced Publications, CBS, Gannett, ProPublica, CNN, Scripps, Politico, they all signed on to a lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for D.C., and the U.S., they're asking the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Administrative Office to hand over the footage via an expedited Freedom of Information Act request. They don't want to be left out in the cold. You see, they want to find ways, I think they want to find ways to basically blast away at what people see, because a picture's worth a thousand words. And so they want to go, look, see, that didn't really happen. So these people deserve to be in jail. You see, this is what the left-wing media now has figured out. hey, let's go watch the videos and we can create our own narrative. This is what the CIA, the Council on Foreign Relations, which has embedded itself into the media, and the Council on Foreign Relations is an unconstitutional organization, and they're there. And this is according to Kevin Shipp, a former CIA agent, who we have included his YouTube video, which you need to watch if you want the lowdown and dirty on that. He is coming clean. It's a tell-all video. And we've included that on today's email blast. The Manhattan District Attorney, meanwhile, Alvin Bragg, is trying to get a restraining order against Jim Jordan to keep him from coming up to New York and conducting hearings on all the victims that Bragg's, you know, he hadn't prosecuted the perpetrators. And so, you know, they're trying to expose Bragg for what he is. And, of course, a judge, Mary Kay Viscosel, and she is a Trump appointee, turned down Bragg's emergency request for a TRO and preliminary injunction against Jordan. So that's all going to happen. They're going to go to New York, and they're going to have another shift show. What good's it going to do? That's my question. You think about the answer, all right? The IRS is saying that taxpayers in nearly two dozen states should consider filing amended tax returns because they may have needlessly reported income from relief payments and so stand to get bigger refunds. Oh. Well, for those of you filing amended tax returns, if you're using a CPA like I do, you're going to pay more for that. So is it worth it? These are certain state payments related to general welfare and disaster relief as taxable income. And if they did that, they did it unnecessarily. And now Katie Porter of California. Let's talk about mad cow disease here. Katie Porter, all of a sudden, the Daily Mail has come across the divorce papers filed by her abused ex-husband, which says that Representative Katie Porter, now you want to know about, you know, why don't they give civil service exams to people running for office? Well, you see, Katie Porter, who obviously has drawn the ire of a lot of people in Congress because of her brash behavior, has been accused of allegedly physically abusing her ex-husband. That all this surfaced yesterday, comes on the heels of her pattern of aggressive interpersonal interactions in recent years. She was the first of three prominent House Democrats all announcing they want Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat as she heads to retirement at the end of her term. Adam Schiff and Barbara Lee also are trying to get that job. Both of them have had House seats for at least two decades. Now they want to move into the high-stakes race to be in the Senate. But you see, the thing is what Katie Porter's husband is ex-husband's accusing her of is scratching her own arms, trying to blame him for it. He also says in divorce filings that she didn't like the way he was fixing mashed potatoes, so she took boiling water in a pot of mashed potatoes and dumped it over his head. Broke a coffee pot over his head, amongst other things. Sounds like this is the kind of person you want running for Senate in California, right? Wow. We'll be back with some health news and some economic news, various other little snippets and tidbits for you after the bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, April 13th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Some news, interesting news popping up in the email blast. For those of you getting it, you really should be getting it. You basically want to go to thepowerhour.com and click on the newsletters tab and subscribe. We've got a new video up there from Bill Gates, who is openly admitting he is vaccinating the world's livestock with mRNA. Are you surprised? He really thinks that he is all that. I am just so surprised that somebody hasn't done the dirty and gone after Bill, you know, on multiple counts. I mean, you know, he went to Epstein Island. What does that tell you? Hangs out with Jeffrey. I mean, you know, all these things he's been accused of. The appearance of, that's just enough to get people mad enough to go find them, hunt them down. You know, well, you know, if you don't, God will deal with them. Don't you worry. But just remember, if you're out there looking in the hinterland, remember to buy your meat from local ranchers. I know it's tough because some of the local ranchers, I mean, like the 18,000 dairy cows that just got blown up. Gee, freaky how that happens, huh? Yeah. What is that, 102, 104? How many plants, meat plants and packing plants and processing plants and dairy farms and chicken ranches and whatnot, chicken farms have been blown up or burned to the ground? Yeah, you see what I mean? There's a pattern here, folks. And the rest of the world doesn't. It's just, you know, our listeners get it. Rest of the world doesn't. They're all just sitting there, why is the food prices so high? You know, well, duh. You know, supply and demand, folks. That's one of the reasons why I have hens. I have not had to buy eggs for months. Jealous? Well, do something about it. Federal appeals court has preserved access to the abortion pill, mifepristone. Wow. We're going to also, on that Gates story, I want to mention here that we have a website that is a great resource for finding local food in the wake of the Bill Gates mRNA stuff, and we're going to put that on the email blast. So those of you who subscribe, you get the benefit. For those of you who want to go log on to the Power Hour, maybe we'll put that link on the page too. So you'll get it not only in the email blast, but we might even be able to put that up on the front page so that you can get that link. You need the link, folks. You need to find local ranchers to buy your meat from that don't inject and won't allow their livestock to be injected with mRNA. This is why many of you that have acreage already are running your own herd. In other words, you start out with a bull and a heifer, and you know what happens, you know, doing what comes naturally. Yeah. I remember that Annie Oakley, or what was that, Annie Get Your Gun song, you know. Well, it's one of those things where you have a bull and you have a heifer, and they're doing that. You know, they do the wild thing, and then you have calves, right? And that's how you grow your herd, and you grass feed them, because there ain't nothing like grass-fed beef. But what you don't do is you don't spray your fields with pesticides, because they eat the grass that you spray with pesticides. And see, you want to make sure that your local ranchers aren't doing that too. So I've had cattle before. I'm telling you, I will do it again. It's a good thing. If you like to have that occasional steak, or you like hamburgers, you like red meat, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's protein. So is eggs. So are veggies. For those of you who want to become total vegans, that's entirely up to you. God gave you free will. You can do what you want. But see, the thing is if you want to help with the food supply and have barterable items available to you, now just imagine what that local meat packer, you got to deal with him. You become friends with a local butcher that does meat processing. And there's an element of trust there, because I've heard of situations where you go take your cow in there to be slaughtered. Next thing you know, he's sticking you with, he finds out you grass-fed the beef and you gave it good grains and all this stuff, and you haven't put antibiotics and all that in there. And next thing you know, he's giving you a side of beef that he claims was yours, and come to find out it was somebody else's, and he kept your good stuff for himself. Yeah, this is the kind of thing. You need to get into a trusting relationship with a local butcher that actually will do, because unless you're going to render your own meat, which, you know, unless you got a meat locker and you can hang that stuff there and season it or learn how to do all this stuff on your own and culture your own, you know, you got to put some trust in somebody. But it's a great barter item if you have beef, because you can trade a half a side of beef. You get a half side to put in your freezer. He gets a half a side for doing the work, or a quarter side. I mean, work it out. Do it on shares. You got somebody that's got, you know, big truckloads of produce that you can actually store, and they got something to trade with you. You can trade that other quarter side of beef. You see what I mean? This is how it works in the barter economy. You got to make the sacrifice, right? Bill in Illinois, you have something to add to that.
Well, I was thinking when they were coming up with that vaccine, and when they injected animals with it, they died right away. I'm just wondering if they're going to be injecting the cattle or livestock just shortly before they're slaughtered.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So that's just my comment, you know, because, yeah. You know, they just want to get it in them so they can get it into the meat to give to us. That's the whole object. They really don't care about the cattle.
True. Well, see, and the mRNA is supposed to interact with the DNA. And the DNA is supposed to be changed so that you're eating meat that's been basically, you know, genetically modified. That's what this whole thing is about. And this is what Gates is all about, because he wants to genetically modify every human being. And the only way to do that is for people to eat the stuff. But again, they're eating meat from a dead animal. with this contaminated.
Well, don't forget, it's got to be cooked also, you know.
Yeah.
And so I wonder how that's going to add into the factor.
You know, that's something
whether it kills it or what, you know.
Yeah, we have to have a future discussion on that.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was my comment.
But no, I appreciate it, Bill. Thanks. That's a good point. Good point made. Keith in Oklahoma. Sorry to keep you holding. What's going on?
No problem, Dave. Good morning. What's going on? Well, earlier in the broadcast, you had mentioned our good buddy and friend, and I use that term sarcastically, Donald Trump. I felt compelled to call, and when we talk about him, it's just, you know, we got to move away from this guy. I mean, just the betrayal began, you know, as soon as he was elected, the Clinton family, Hillary Clinton, you know, she was going to be locked up, you know, for the crimes that were openly committed. But during inauguration, we got the speech of what a wonderful and great family they are, and they've been friends for years. Betrayal began there, and, we just got to move past this guy. He, he'll give you, 100 reasons to, undercut our freedom and liberties, and then give you one, you know, ounce of, he's going to do the right thing, so that's good enough. He's one of us. No, we got to move away from this guy. He never did drain the swamp, only filled it. He's part of the swamp. Financially incentivized the government to, with the vaccine program, open check, blank check, the pharmaceutical industry, finance, it goes on and on. And, I don't understand why, people think that he's part of the freedom movement. He's not. He's complicit in all of it. And, people say, he was lied to and deceived. Well, no, I think he's part of the program. In fact, I don't think he is. He is part of the program. He's complicit in all of it. And we got to move past this guy. We're going to get more of the same. You know, if you want this guy elected again, more deception, more fraud, more, it's just... do you understand what I'm saying, Dave? I mean, it's just
Keith,
frustrating.
I'm telling you, Keith, you make extremely valid points on all counts. Everybody, I bet you there's at least 50,000 people listening to this broadcast right now that agree with every single word you just said. Now, in the alternative, and I'm not going to contradict what you're saying, who else are you going to run that's going to do a better job than him right now?
Well, how about nobody for president?
None of the above. Remember that Brewster's Millions? Yeah, let's vote for none of the above. That sounds like a winner to me. It's like, wow. See, this is the thing. When we have all this infighting going on, and this is what's wrong with our two-party system is we can't run anybody that's not corrupt. One way, shape, or form, every damn politician in this country that's serving Congress right now is corrupt. I can't, everybody's got a flaw in the ointment, so to speak. And it's one of those things where we can't trust any of them. So what are we supposed to do? Go on about our lives and just exist like they don't,
That's a bigger question for sure, but it's just, it just turns my stomach to, I gets put up on a pedestal as this, freedom fighter, and he's anything but.
I get it. Completely. I get it. Wow. Thank you for being so eloquent about that, Keith. I appreciate your call. Oh, man, you don't know how much I appreciate that. This is the sort of thing, this is the discussion that we need to be having, that people need to hear. Because, you've got to understand, Keith had this opinion based on a lot of the same reasoning I look at. I'm looking at the outside, looking in, and I'm going, okay, I'm outside the box, and I'm looking at who else are they going to run? I mean, look what's happening with the commercials on TV right now. Trump campaign is pointing fingers at DeSantis. He hadn't even announced he's running for president yet, and they're already cutting him off at the knees in their campaign ads. So, if you're going to sit there and call people commie, pinko, fags, whatever the case, if you're going to call them names, understand what you're doing to the system. What you're doing to the system with the mudslinging and, every single politician in D.C., they tar and feather them and run them out of town. They're not doing us any good. what we need to be paying attention to is what's going on locally. That's what we need to be paying attention to. It's the local angle. It's the people in your own immediate vicinity and what they're doing and what you're doing, what they're doing to benefit you and how it's benefiting you. They're supposed to be serving the will of we the people. And you got to look into what the government is doing and ask yourself whether or not they're doing the will of we the people. If they're not, you got to get rid of them. And, you know, it's like this little thing that's going on in Michigan right now. I know, Tim, you're holding. Hang on a quick sec, because we're just finding out now that Representative Debbie Dingell decided she's not going to run for Senate. She's going to stay right where she is in the House, replacing Debbie Stabenow, who's going to quit. But here's the thing. You know, who's going to challenge the current Democratic? How about Tudor Dixon? That's probably a bad choice, right? Tim, go ahead.
I was just going to chime in with Donald Trump. Listen, my litmus test for Donald was when he took office, if he was going to sign away the War Power Act that gives the president the right.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
Well, the first thing he did was keep the emergency on the border. He declared another emergency so the War Powers Act stays in, and that's what he did. Of course, there's other emergency War Power Acts that are still going on, but from what I understand, he could have walked in the office the first day, put a signature on a piece of paper, and ended the War Power Act, and ended all them from being able to sign presidential executive orders.
Well, that would have been, Tim, that would have been something that they would have had to. I mean, look how fast that Sleepy Joe typed up. He didn't do this. Somebody else put 44 executive orders on the table day two for him to sign. And we know he didn't do this himself. He didn't have the mental capacity to create 44 executive orders, 28 of which undid everything Trump did. So as long as we're going to be doing this tit for tat garbage, I mean, everything you're saying, again, by the fact that he didn't sign off on the War Powers Act, says that somebody who was supposed to be there with him in the transition team that said, look, you need to sign off on this, is stopping him from doing it because that would have disrupted the activities of deep state for that War Powers Act, because then all these unconstitutional agencies that are out there, like the CFR, which, you know, literally has embedded the CIA, they're unconstitutional. And so, you know, this is what they're doing. And they basically cut him off at the knees so he didn't even think about it. They steered him in the direction they wanted him to go to keep deep state in power. And they get Bill Barr in there. That's why they did it. And now look at Bill Barr. Boy, he's just become an open media poster child talking all about how this prosecution is going to hurt Trump in the long run. This is craziness. You know, you cannot put the fox in charge of the hen house. It just doesn't work that way. Appreciate your phone call, Tim. Thanks. Good point. Debbie in Indiana, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Remember when I told you about that fire weather watch?
Yes.
Well, I was thinking it was probably wanting people to watch out for fires being set. And yesterday is when that alert was in effect, and there was a lot of fires.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, it's imagine that they warn you first and then they set fire to the place, right? Now, I mean, this is the thing. We cannot trust anything that the government is saying right now. Even this latest Society of Family Planning, a left-wing nonprofit, is saying that the U.S. has seen 32,000 fewer abortions 6 months out from the Dobbs decision. You know, we can't trust any of this. Now, what we can trust is the fact that the FDA is going to make Narcan available over the counter, because it's got to do something to combat this 81,692 fatal opioid-related drug overdoses in the 12-month period ending April of last year. So, I mean, these we can believe, but, you know, when they talk about this other stuff, this in-your-face stuff, yeah, this is where it gets really radical.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, just when I heard about the fire weather alert, watch, it's like, what in the world?
Yeah, anything happen around you in Indiana? Do you have any fires there?
Oh, that's I don't know if they were anywhere else, but yeah, they were around here.
Interesting.
The day before, somebody set a lady's house on fire, and she didn't make it out. Yesterday, along Klein Avenue, don't know how many fires they were or what got set on fire, but
well, we'll have to. Oh, I bet they were. Yeah, we'll have to check into that. Anyway, well, thanks for the heads up on the alert. We appreciate that. Thanks for your call. Hey, we're talking about that abortion pill, mifepristone. A federal appeals court has preserved access to it for now, but reduced the period of pregnancy when the drug can be used and said it could not be dispensed by mail. This is a ruling late Wednesday, yesterday, narrowing a temporarily narrowed decision by a lower court judge in Texas that completely blocked the FDA's approval of this method of abortion. You know, the morning after pill is one thing. Birth control pills, you know, this is a sad state of affairs because men can't take them or shouldn't be. The morning after pill, you know, remember the movie Van Wilder? You know, one of his big saying was, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. You know, maybe if we started becoming a little bit more cognizant of our behaviors, we wouldn't be having these arguments. But we are, because we have a morally declining society. That's why. You know what's really bad is how Big Pharma, this is sad. You go on TV and you turn on mainstream media and every single commercial break has got some sort of Big Pharma ad on it. You ever notice that? Yeah, there's Andy Looney again. I wonder about that sometimes. Well, see, here's the thing. There's new studies out now that say that nearly one in four women, 60 and over, use antidepressants. Now, do you realize when you go to the doctor, you have to get a prescription for this stuff, Cymbalta or whatever it is. And, you know, whether it's perimenopause or postmenopause, you know, hormonal changes go crazy. And instead of going to a naturopath and talking about bioidentical hormones or something like that, or taking lithium balance, which we have, that's a safe potential mood stabilizer. That's all natural. That's a possible healthy alternative to antidepressants. Or taking vitamin D to help with the suicide factor. You know, vitamin D3, we had that. Get that along with the lithium balance instead of taking all this other Big Pharma crap. You know, this is the thing. You know, we do this. We have this stuff on here for a reason. So, you know, you're looking at this, and this is the even worse. The government knows. The government knows because the doctors, if you notice, when you go in and they ask you the question, why is it doctors are now asking elderly women, women over 60, why are they asking them that question? I mean, the 40 to 59-year age range, it's jumping dramatically now. But the thing is you go into the doctor and you sit down and the doctor says, ma'am, have you been depressed lately? Have you ever contemplated suicide? And if you open your mouth and you tell them, yes, I've been depressed, one, you give the physician excuse to prescribe something to dope you up and make Big Pharma rich. But the more important thing is you've just now told the government that you're a nutcase. That's what they think. Oh, you know, they're on antidepressants. Yeah. No, you don't want to do that. There's certain things that you should not disclose. Because this all goes into the Medical Information Bureau. And the MIB, I swear to God, the government's got access to that. And they can look into it. Where do you think they get their statistics from? Come on, really? All you got to do is go into the doctor and tell them you're thinking about killing yourself or you're depressed and you feel like killing your family. And it's just all this other, you know, they're going to turn you in. to hell with HIPAA. You know, you can beat that by using the alternatives, which is why we ask you to consider the vitamin D3 4000 IU and lithium balance instead of taking Big Pharma and telling your doctor all about it. These nosy people. It's like they got codes now when you refuse to take the jab. You don't want to become part of the statistical data because the government knows who took the jab. Why? Because everybody's got a vaccine card because they all think it's a vaccine. They don't understand the difference. They're too stupid to understand the difference between emergency use authorization and something that is actually a tried and true, 10-year-tested, legitimate vaccine. Duh. This is crazy. We've also got an article, by the way, on tonsillectomies, minor procedures with major long-term risks. You're going to want to read that. Oh, but the second phase of a fluoride lawsuit is set to begin in January of next year, by the way. Yep. And Scott Shara will be on after the top of the hour break to talk about his lawsuit. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.